bothering me is this conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. Conspiracy theorists. Conspiracy, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah, I live with it every day. Yeah.
So I sing, well, you know, what? It's not as – we're not talking about conspiracies. We're just talking about people that are lying to us.
Yeah.
And trying to get around the lie and figuring out what's really going on. And so I went out of my way, since I do have a New York Times subscription, to dig up the old original writings on the Gulf of Tonkin.
Oh, incident, very good.
Which is another one of those things that during this period, you people would say, oh,
you're conspiracy
you're just a
theorist.
Conspiracy person.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when was this? When was the Gulf of Tonkin? What year was that?
It was 1964.
Right.
I have all the printouts here.
Right.
Landscape.
Right. because it's the New York Times. So 64, but of course, since then, obviously, you know, we've become so transparent and it's just, you know, the government doesn't lie to you anymore.
Why would it get worse?
No, that's impossible.
So anyway, so here's an example of now you would have been, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist because you think that there was no attack. Now, the funny thing was there was two incidents that took place one day after another. The second day, and this, by the way, is what created the Vietnam War for everybody. Hello.
Yes, it was very important. It was a false flag.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't even a false flag. No, it wasn't a false flag.
It was
bull crap. There was no anything.
It was
just made up out of whole cloth.
Yeah, okay.
So here's what happened. There were 2 days. The first day was apparently we had a ship way offshore, and there was a couple of PT boats from the North Vietnamese coming out there to take a look, see what was going on. And we took a couple of shots at them. Much later determined that the first story was, oh, they shot at us, and so we had to fire back. The real story that came out later was, no, we shot at them to get them away, so
right.
Nothing happened.
Right.
Somebody must have come up with a bright idea that the next day – we were under attack
by the
North Vietnamese out here in the middle of the Gulf of Tonkin.
Yes.
That day, nothing happened at all. In fact, Lyndon Johnson was recorded as saying
– he was golfing, wasn't he? Was he just hanging out by the pool side?
He said, I think they must have been shooting at whales or something is what he's coming with. But anyway, so the idea was it was just a lie. There was nothing.
Right.
And
right.
This lie persisted – because here's an article from 1967. This is 3 years later.
Can I just say one thing? So I'm not quite sure what you were doing with the printouts, but if you're walking around and saying to people, "I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Here, look at this printout from 1964."
This is for the show.
I'd like to recommend you not do that because that doesn't really work.
It's for the show.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. Well, nobody thinks I'm a conspiracy nut anyway.
Uh huh. Except everyone
Senator
on Twitter.
Senator J.W. Fulbright, in a statement, confirmed it. This is like 3 years later during another one of those hearings, you know, that they're having. Oh, okay, did this ever really happen? Confirmed today that in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, in the staff meeting, was inquiring into the 64 Gulf of Tonkin incidents to clear up uncertainties about reported encounters between the United States destroyers and North Vietnamese torpedo boats.
Right.
Just 3 years later.
Right.
They're doing a little look into it. The Defense Department issued a statement emphasizing that the evidence that two American destroyers were attacked by North Vietnamese torpedo boats was conclusive.
Yeah.
Any suggestion that the August 1964 attacks on the U.S. destroyers in the Tonkin Gulf did not occur is contrary to the known facts, the Pentagon statement said.
Yeah.
So now if you're back there, and by the way, there were sailors on the ships, and they told their mates and everybody,
right.
You know, their girlfriends and other, you know, there's nothing happened. I don't know what this is all about. Oh, nothing happened, and you go out and say nothing happened. This is bull crap. Hey, you would be dubbed a conspiracy nut or something like that. This is just a way to marginalize the realities that are behind most of these stories.
Well, this was
3 years later. They're still denying it.
Well, it's interesting you bring this up because I